WMFO, Medford.
Had to walk on Bay State Road, 'cause Fenway's all aglow. A book night after lands down the street, guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the house of blues. I dodge a vendor's hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitars, close my eyes. Salmon brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. One and two and three and four. Heads perk up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes. That alley beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we remain with our stranging, ringing, singing ways.
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. We are web streaming at WMFO.org. We are on the airwaves, 91.5 FM. This is what's happening. We're here every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock. This will be an extended version today. I believe, Aaron, we're going to go to 7 o'clock today.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
And we've got a few great guests coming in, too.
Had to walk on this.
Yeah, we have Wendy... Sharon Wendy Robertson is going to be in shortly, and she'll be performing live, and we might play some stuff off her CDs, and Aaron, you have some guests coming in also.
Yes, part of Sessions Americana.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Always is. And then we also have a dedication that Daryl is going to do to a great longtime friend of his, and we'll do that sometime over the next 3 hours.
Okay.
And
You're going to start the ball rolling, then we'll hear from Sharon very shortly.
Absolutely. So it's nice to have you back in studio.
Yeah, I just wish I was feeling better. I'm not having a good day, and probably bug out a little bit early because I'm not feeling too great. But you guys here, you look good. You look better than me, so you'll be carrying on and carrying the WMFO flag up to the hill of victory.
And beyond.
There you go.
So why don't we go with Outbound Calling off of their brand new CD.
Here
Enjoy.
Thanks.
Yeah, you guys...
Thank you.
are on, but nobody's home. Yeah, lights are on, but nobody's home. might come by plane. I might even catch the train. Your kind of loving drives a gal insane. So look for me to get there just any old way. Have love, yeah, or we'll travel. Say I have love. Oh, I will travel. We'll travel. Yeah, yeah. If you need a loving, yeah, ooh, we'll travel. And baby, if you need a loving, yeah, we'll travel. Yeah, yeah. Listen to my heart now, 'cause it's just an aching drum. I'm nothing but a shell now, broken, lonely, sad and numb. In the deepness of my soul and in the quiet of my mind, it's all
listening to WMFO in Medford. This is What's Happening. I am Mike.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Daryl.
And I'm Sharon Wendy Robertson.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Nice to be here.
We've spoken before, and that last song was dedicated to your son.
Yes, my son, Carmen, who died in a car accident in 2008. And I was propelled into songwriting at that point, so...
Yes. And you also have an organization?
I do. I have a nonprofit that I founded last year called Uniting People for Peace. And we had a music festival last year, last August, in Plymouth.
And is there another one upcoming?
There is. On the Taunton Green, August 5th. this year. And it's still in the initial planning stages. So, otherwise, I would be sharing all of the
Well, but you are, though.
Musicians. Well, I mean the musicians.
Musicians, will got plenty of time for that. And,
yes,
of course, once it's announced and you have your list of who's going to the roster who's going to be there, mm-hmm. put up on my What's Happening page. It'll be on your page. It'll be on your organization's page. Mm-hmm. And probably everywhere on the South Shore possible.
Wonderful.
So let everybody know a little bit about you.
Well, I am a reading specialist. I'm a songwriter. I'm a nonprofit founder. I'm a mother and a grandmother. And a songwriter. Oh, yeah.
So, was it the unfortunate passing of your son that you said propelled you into it? But did you have any...
I'm a writer. Okay. I am a writer, published writer, published author, short stories. And
anything that we know, anything we can find?
Well, I had a short story published last year by Harvard University Press. I have my master's degree from Harvard. But they accepted my short story into an anthology called The Seven Deadly Sins. Although I'm not a sinner, but my short story was accepted into that.
Well, no, you'd be one, under the seven gladly winners.
Yes, that would be me. I would be one of those.
So,
yes. So I'm a writer. I started writing lyrics and poetry for my son when he passed away. That was in 2008. So it'll be 10 years in August. And I just wrote songs and sang them. And it wasn't until about a year later that I found a studio in Hanson. Joe Merrick has a studio, Guilty Dog Studios. He lives in Marshfield now. His studio is in Marshfield. And he was fabulous, and he's so talented. And I went in and I produced an album dedicated to my son called Which one is that? No, this is the second one. That's right. That one is...
Whisper on the Wind.
Whisper on the Wind, which is one of the songs on the CD. And then I went on to produce and write two more CDs. I have one of the other ones here, From My Heart to Yours. Yep.
I'm sorry,
Anne. Thank you.
From My Heart to Yours.
I have the CD.
I have it, please?
And how long have you been playing piano?
I have been playing piano, the keyboard. I play this to accompany myself, so probably about 2 years.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It was just enough so that I can go out and perform my music, you know, and that's why I did that. It was actually after I had my brain surgery at Beth Israel.
But you've done a lot. I mean, you've got the new organization.
I do.
You're now a licensed mocha saddle.
Oh, that's right. I forgot I got my motorcycle license last year. Oh, I have a beautiful bike.
What do you have?
I have a Yamaha V-Star 1100. It's a 2006.
Excellent.
It's a beautiful, beautiful bike. It was a dream.
I have a Yamaha, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice bike. It was a dream I had for a lifetime, and I just thought it was time to make that dream come true.
Excellent.
I did it.
And it doesn't matter how young or old you are. Your dreams, no, your dreams are out there.
They are.
Reach for them. I mean, you know, Mike started playing music how many?
When I was 12 years old. Oh. I got my first guitar. Oh. Actually, my first guitar was a Beatles ukulele. I got when the Beatles hit. But within a year, I had a Beltone acoustic. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, when I was in high school, I gravitated to an Epiphone. And then in a few years after that, I started playing in bands and collecting more guitars. And mm-hmm. they started collecting me. And...
Right.
So I've been playing for a while. The band, the Brigands, the garage rock band, has been around since 1982. Started as the band The Bouncers, and I was in two versions of that for a year or two, and then permanent member since '96. But I've been taking some time off because of some health reasons. But mm-hmm. I've been playing a long time, seen a lot of clubs, a lot of my friends are musicians, and worked in musical retail, did photography for bands, and this is where we are right here in radio.
Sitting
with Aaron and Daryl, and having, you know, a lot of great musicians come across the table here at WMFO.
Wow. So you have something you'd like to play for us?
I do. It would be off my second album, CD, and it's a song called Hold Me. Okay. Maybe I'll use that.
Okay.
I'm not going to hear it. I don't know. I'll try it. Ready?
Hold me. Never let me go. Love me. Now I'm all. Be on this lonely track till my baby comes back, you know. Where's the life I knew, where the sweetness of you kept me warm and never feeling blue? You broke my happy heart and you tore it all apart, and now I'm lonely through and through. Oh, hold me with strong hands. Come on and kiss me like I know you can. Oh, won't you tell me that you understand? 'Cause I'll be on this lonely track wondering where my baby's at. He's my man. Can't you see I'm dying on my knees crying? Baby, you know it's true. Without you by my side, it feels just like I died, and now I can't let you go. Hold me. Never let me go. Come on and love me. Now I'm all alone. Oh, won't you tell me that you want me so? I'm so low. 'Cause I'll be on this lonely track till my baby comes back, you know. 'Cause I'll be on this lonely track wondering where my baby's at. He's my man. 'Cause I'll be on this lonely track, I wonder where my baby's at. He's my man.
That's it.
Nice job. Nice job.
Thanks. I gotta leave that one. Thank you. Thank you.
We were able to actually get the other CD, that CD to work.
Oh, that's great.
Did you get it to work?
Oh, good.
Okay. Let's see.
So that would be my second CD.
Your second CD.
Yeah.
Unbelievable picture on there.
Oh, thank you. That's the one on my Facebook page. I think that's one of them. That's from a photo shoot with Elise O'Connell. I did the photo shoot with her in Dartmouth.
Looking on here, Oh Darling.
Oh, well, that's the Beatles tune. Yeah. I'd love that. Yes, please. Yes. So that's not an original. You know, that's a Beatles tune.
But
why
it's
not?
It's in your style.
It sure is. It's very kind of bluesy.
So why don't we go right to the music? Enjoy.
doll.
You're listening to What's Happening, WMFO in Medford. We're here every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock. We have in studio right now, we have Sharon Wendy Robinson.
Hello.
And we have...
DJ D.
And I'm Aaron.
Yes. And we're going to be going to her song with that she's going to be performing that she hasn't done before.
A world premiere.
A new song.
Here at WMFO.
That's yeah. Right.
On What's Happening.
It's called Lost in Love.
In love with you. Oh.
I'm lost in love. Oh, I'm lost in love with you. And then you reached into my heart with a love so sweet and true. In the fire of desire, I am lost in love with you. Lost in love, oh, you know I'm lost in love. I'm lost in love with you. Yeah, I'm lost in love with you. I'm lost in love with you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, great.
So what inspires you in your writing?
What inspires me? So many different things do. I wrote a song about the oil spill, too. I wrote that. That was a couple of years ago on the BP oil spill.
Yep.
So my son, the oil spill, different things. You know, meeting different people in my lifetime. I wrote a song about dancing. It was a disco song that used to play at Vincent's over in Braintree. Oh, Randolph. Where's Vincent's and Randolph?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. I kind of do my own thing. I'm independent that way, and I kind of live my life like that. So my music kind of represents all the different facets of the things that I care about.
So do the lyrics come first? Does the melody come first?
Well, there's no set way, I think. But for me as a writer, probably the lyrics. You know, I start writing down my thoughts about things, and I say, oh, that would make a really... I should make a song about that.
Do you have any books in the works?
I do have a book in the works.
Anything you can share with us?
Well,
or do you want to just say that it's in the works and then come back when it comes out?
It's not really it's not a novel, and it's not a it's more nonfiction, and it was about my daily writings after my son passed away. So it's a journaling through grief. So that's really what that's... but it's finished, and I've sent it out to, you know, some agents, see what happens with that. Who knows?
Well, when it comes out, you know, definitely want you to let us know so we can let everybody know about it.
Oh, that'd be great.
And see, when I saw Sharon last year and we met, we had a special guest in studio, and they performed together, and it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Your granddaughter.
Oh,
that
I know.
Was great. That was great.
That's right. That's so. Maya. That's right. And my son, John. So Maya's 12. And her father, my son, John, is also a musician. He was the one that I told you about.
Yeah, we're talking about that, possibly having him in down
and
the road.
And his band on for a show, yeah.
So, day-to-day, what's... I like to, you get up in the morning and then do you look for an inspiration to write, or does it just hit you and, or just go through your day and,
Well, a lot of things right now. I mean, I worry about the environment. That's why I wrote that song about the oil spill, and it is on that second CD. It's called Give Us Back. I worry about the environment, and I worry about our future and the future of humanity and the future of the earth. And I mean, all of us, I think, share all of that worry.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that we live in times that are trying for all of us for a lot of different reasons. And I'm not, you know, saying why the cause of anything. I just know what we're in the middle of, and it breaks my heart. And I'm sure everyone else feels that way, and we carry that. We carry that around as a society, I think, all of us.
Well, it's a different world than the one that the four of us grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You know, totally different.
Well, 20 years, the past 20 years have been, really, the world has changed a lot, even just in the past, just these past 20 years. And they really have. I mean, statistically and percentage-wise and all the things that have happened, I don't know.
Even music-wise.
Music-wise, yes, definitely. It has evolved. I mean, evolution is one thing. I don't know if they... But I guess it can go in a good direction, I guess, and not such a good direction, evolution. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what we're evolving to, but I hope that things kind of...
But it's cool to come into your musical growth,
mm-hmm.
And not saying, well, you know what? I'm not 21 anymore.
Right.
And just doing it.
Exactly. It's very freeing, actually. I mean, I'm not a lifelong musician like maybe you all here. And my son, John, and he's out playing in Boston and stuff. And he's been playing since he was 12, like you have over there. Mike.
Mike.
Yep. But being a mature, beginning this career as a mature person with a lot of wisdom and years behind me.
That's a good thing, though, because
I bring a lot to the table.
It's an encouragement to the younger crowd out there who are listening that even if you don't hit it early,
right?
It's never too late to do things like you said. You know, riding a motorcycle, getting into music.
She's having a midlife crisis. That's what everyone's saying.
No,
she has been having one for the past decade. No,
is that
the kids are all grown?
Is that a life crisis or a life enhancement?
I've actually always been this way, though. I've always been the type who I used to have a television show for kids, and I started that in 1994 on cable, and I used to go all over Massachusetts and it's called The Story Train, and I still have the corporation. It's, and people want to look it up. And I work with learning disabled children.
Is any of that on YouTube?
Yes, I have all of my shows on YouTube. But it's from 20 years ago, so I don't look the same, but it's cute. And the kids come on the show. It's on the Story Train channel on YouTube. They were all the cassettes?
Yeah.
What were they? The VHS tapes. And I converted them all to the DVDs, and I loaded all the videos on there, and they just the cutest kids came on the show that I used to have for kids, and I did that for about 10 years. So I've always kind of been just
creative
and just
going for it, too.
Yes, always.
last week I had a fantastic entrepreneur also that was on, and Jackie Zuck, and... Next on the Scene Entertainment, and unbelievably great.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And brings a lot of people to the table. And it doesn't matter your age or where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in here for about an hour last week, and it was just, to see where something that's in you, you're able to release and make a success of it.
Mm-hmm. And make it,
But even if it's only a personal success,
that's what I was going to say. It's just to realize it,
right?
It's called self-actualization.
Yes. Maslow.
Oh, uh-huh. Very good.
Yes. speaking of Maslow, I mean, there was a great book, a great story by some gentleman named Hemingway,
mm-hmm.
Old Man on the Sea,
mm-hmm.
and Santiago Catches the Fish.
Mm-hmm.
And he reaches the pinnacle of self-actualization when he got that fish, because everybody told him he couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
The hierarchy, and that's how I put it, and it's true. Seriously.
But I'd like to add something to that. I think self-actualization.
It's a hard word, yes.
It can happen over and over again in your lifetime. It isn't that you get to one pinnacle, where you reach this thing that you've always wanted to do. Then you move on to the next thing. And then the next thing is self-actualization. Can happen over and over again in anyone's lifetime.
Well, let's see. Music.
Teaching.
Riding a bike.
Oh, yeah. I know.
What's next for you?
Well, I want the concert in August 5th for Uniting People for Peace. That's next. And what's next? Oh, I think I'd like to move closer to Boston again. My roots are up here. I live down on the South Coast. So next is to hopefully maybe make my last stop in my, full circle here, because I've been out of the Boston area for about 30 years. And I'd like to be back up where my family's from and where my... my roots are and my history is up this way. So that's next for me, is a
so
move.
So relocating yes. that way, but keeping, I mean, you said you have a couple more tracks for us that you'd like to do.
I do. Would you like to hear?
Absolutely.
Okay. I need a minute.
It's not a problem.
Okay, give me
a
minute.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
You're listening to What's Happening on WMFO in Medford. We're at 91.5 FM and WMFO.org, web streaming. And we're here every Sunday to 5 to 6 o'clock. We have a guest in the studio.
Sharon Wendy Robertson.
And we've been playing some stuff off her new CD, and she's been playing some live stuff for us. And we were having a conversation. Nice to have you in the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
She has a couple more songs. We are transitioning over to What's Happening in the Extended Edition.
Yes, we're going to do the extended version. We're usually not on after 6 o'clock, but the show after us with Yvonne has been kind to relegate his hours to us to this week. So we're going to have the extended version of What's Happening.
And Yvonne will be back next week.
And Yvonne will be back next week.
So, we played this one song in between. Brand new song.
Might help if I raise that up. I've got a brand new song by Monk Duane, Another Day, Another Bullet. Let me play this. He said he was inspired to write this a couple years back, and it's available on SoundCloud. Let's just play the song and enjoy.
Another day, another bullet. Another day, another bullet. Another day, man shot in his Brooklyn home.
Yes, you're listening to What's Happening. We're here every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock. I am Mike.
And I'm Daryl.
And there's Aaron. And we have
Sharon Wendy Robertson.
Yeah. And she's been conveying some stuff to us about her performance and stuff. Tell us about if you have websites and merchandise and gigs coming up.
I do. I have a website, SharonWendy.com. I'm on Facebook, Sharon Wendy Robertson, and on YouTube, Sharon Wendy Robertson on YouTube. But I have about 300,000 hits on YouTube, and my song, you know, the music and stuff like that, people go to look and listen.
Yeah.
So please look me up there. My CDs are available through my website, but also from CD Baby. They're on Amazon. They're on all online venues, music mm-hmm. venues, iTunes,
yeah.
things like that. They're out there, Pandora.
And they get them at
Spotify.
Your gigs?
They can.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you probably have, if you want to see what she's going to be doing, she'll probably post that on one of her websites.
Yes, it'll be up there on my calendar page.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you have been playing in some of the